Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It's our top story now. Pete Demetrio is live for us this morning. He's at UCI Medical Center where L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, you heard him live at his news briefing this morning. He says several of the 22 sheriff's recruits that were injured this morning when that SUV plowed into them during that morning run are facing life-altering injuries.
The sheriff indicated that some of these people right now are suffering severe injuries. One case, there was an amputation. In others, we had people who are now in critical condition at this point, one on a ventilator. They were spread out to certain hospitals in the greater Southern California area, including St. Francis Hospital and, of course, here at UCI Medical Center. Now, the sheriff said that the recruits, roughly 75 of them, were on a morning run near the sheriff's academy, and the escort cars were on the side protecting their flanks when the SUV came down Mills Road and into the column of four deputies that was across. They had almost no warning at that point. 25 injuries in all, 20 from the sheriff's department. The others who were injured came from Pasadena, Glendale, and the Bell Police Department. At this particular point, the sheriff believes that this is an accident. It was not a case of DUI or anything else. Apparently, there was a test of the driver after he was taken into custody for blood alcohol level. He blew a 0.0, which indicates no alcohol present. Drugs would be something else. And then, of course, there is the fatigue factor. The sheriff asked the members of the press and also members of the public to pray for those deputies who are currently undergoing medical treatment.
John Baird at the Sheriff's Explorer Academy, that's where the run began this morning. And John, I understand you spoke with one of the girlfriends about one of the injured recruits.
Yes, she said it was a pretty bad situation. It's been a pretty traumatic morning, not only for the recruits, but for the family and friends who have been getting bits and pieces of what happened, hearing the accounts of what happened this morning. Angelica Music says her boyfriend was one of the recruits on the morning run, that he got banged up, went to the hospital after the SUV plowed into them.
He said they were running. They just started their morning run, so it's just around the corner. And they just said he just went into them. The driver went into them, and they just all kind of tried to restrain the driver afterwards.
And what did the driver do? Do you know?
As of now, I don't know. It was just trying to get him to get out of the car and, like, get his foot off the accelerator.
She says her boyfriend may have broken his hand trying to break the car window to get in there to try to get to the driver and get his foot off the gas. And that is one of the reasons they were wondering if this could have been an intentional act. Now, the sheriff said earlier he thought, based on what he had been told so far, it was just a horrible accident. But authorities have been asking for witnesses, anyone who heard the crash or saw the crash, to contact the CHP or the sheriff's department. Chris?
All right, John, thank you.
Until all the votes are counted, count on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, this afternoon, we're going to get another vote count update from L.A. County's Registrar Recorder in the L.A. Mayor's race, Craig Figner, following that contest very closely for us.
It's estimated Congresswoman Karen Bass had $10 million to spend in the L.A. Mayor's race. Her challenger, Rick Caruso, had well over $100 million. But what Bass didn't have in cash, she had in abundance in political star power.
She was able to pull out the cavalry appearances from the President of the United States, the vice president, many, many national leaders coming out to support Karen Bass, of course, in the final days, won the endorsement of Obama and had a video of him calling her, giving that endorsement. She had a lot of institutional support.
Sarah Sedwani at Pomona College, she tells KNX that there is an important lesson in this L.A. political contest.
It will go down that L.A. voters cannot be bought. Money is extraordinarily important in politics, but it's not the only thing.
Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, Jay Leno has undergone one surgery so far, this to treat burns that he suffered in that fire at his Burbank garage over the weekend. Dr. Peter Grossman of the Grossman Burn Center in West Hills says that the comedian has deep second degree, possibly some third degree burns to his face, his hands, chest from this incident. Leno will undergo another procedure later this week. The doctor expects he will make a full recovery. Power lines have been at risk of falling across Southern California today due to the high winds out there. Strip mall on West Roxford Street, that's in Sylmar, has been evacuated just as a precaution after a power pole snapped nearby, causing power lines to dangle towards the ground. As you can imagine, power is out in a number of areas. The latest outage from the LADWP shows that nearly 900 customers are without any power in Sylmar. Tahunga has more than 1,200 outages. Shadow Hills has more than 600 customers affected. And Granada Hills has about the same number without power.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.